This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning.
You're cold.
Brisk this morning. Yeah, the nips are...
The nips are getting big.
Well, I don't really have any because, remember, I ripped them off.
You shaved them off,
last year, but...
You want to tell that story again?
No. I'm pretty happy with it. I think we'll let that story. It's gone now. It's gone.
Well, this is a community space down here on Boundary Street, People's Park. You can't miss it. We're halfway along the drag, opposite the Goanna, opposite Rumpus Room, in between Ace's Shisha Bar and the old swap shop, which is turning into something else, I believe. But I'm going off track here. It's a space where people gather. It's a meeting place, and it's also a community space where people, you know, have music events. We've got a new chair put in here,
painted too, by the way,
Arnie Paddy.
Yeah, looks beautiful, Dan. You've done a really good job in creating this space, and you know, a year ago, possibly maybe 9 months ago,
it was COVID. And I could see the, you know, the despair on people's faces, especially those who are homeless or sleeping rough, or you know, the marginalised people were even more marginalised during COVID.
Well, you've taken upon yourself, mate, to really make it vibrant again down here at the 4AAA kiosk here, and you've definitely done that so far. But you're not stopping there. You're wanting to keep it going, and there's more to do.
There's much more to do. Yep. We got some grass put in about 3 weeks ago from the council here, and you know, we have to look after it because it is a community space, and I'll put it out there on the West End Facebook page that, you know, we could use a little mower down here. Yeah. And one of the lads who was straight to jump on was Demir from Happy Buds. Good morning to you, brother.
Good morning, brother. How are you going, gentlemen?
We're awesome. We're happy.
You leapt in.
Yeah,
you straight away.
You didn't even think about it.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, I've been living here for 13 years now. I've been here for 13 years in West End.
Yep.
And, I always looked after that community, you know, community spirit.
Yep.
And we just get it here every day, across the road at the Rumpus as well, you know. We've been looking after different little projects, you know, help people out, people in need. I know how that feels, you know.
Yeah.
And look, if we have a spare minute, 10 spare minutes, why not just jump on board, right?
Demir, you've been living here for 13 years. Do you feel like that's the community here? It's everyone helps one another?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Since I've been here, changed so much.
Yeah.
All these buildings around, but... let me tell you, people are here. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's why I live here. I could have lived in any suburb around Brisbane.
Yeah, yeah.
West End, Highgate Hill, that's the one.
Where are you originally from, brother?
I'm from Slovenia originally, which is right next to border with Italy and Austria, right in the mountains.
Wow. Good soccer team?
Yeah, good soccer team, but probably better all the extreme sports.
Oh, yes. Really?
Like
Is that like the base jumping and...
Base jumping, skiing, climbing, you name it.
You know, people jump out of planes. I don't know why. We make planes to fly, and then we decide to jump out of them. I think I'll just keep my feet on the ground.
Tell us about your business, Happy Buds. Cool name.
Yeah, Dan, thanks. Look, we've been operating now for 5 years. When I started, I used to work in the real estate. If you believe me or not, I was a real estate agent.
How'd you go with that?
Look... Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
With the auctioneer?
Well, I did sell everything auctions, yeah.
Yeah.
I like to hustle, but, you know, it's kind of a different game with involved with the people that you work with. You know, it's not just exactly what I was expecting, but, you know, so decided to move on in the forest. So, you know, looking at the green keeps me calm. And, it's totally different role and... It's just the instant satisfaction as well, you know.
For sure.
If I just do the lawn, it's done.
Well, for you, I mean, like you said, where you're from, you know, you're in the mountains, you're in the nature.
It's probably
only right that you found your feet in this job.
Yeah, it took me 38 years.
I'm a massive green thumb, and I've only sort of found it later in life, probably in my last...
You reckon it's an age thing, like you come of age?
I don't know, but there's no place I'd rather be than in my garden, you know, stuffing around there. I grow a lot of chilies, a lot of vegetables, things like that. And it, seriously, that satisfaction of growing your own food and maintaining a garden is the most beautiful thing.
That's it, man. I definitely agree, and I think it's going to go more and more towards that direction. You know, more and more people focusing like a smaller, let's say, smaller properties,
yep.
smaller houses, but more space they dedicate to gardens
yeah.
and the greenery mm. around it, you know, because this life kind of self-sustainability.
Yep.
I think that's a way to go, and more people are, you know, working towards this direction.
Well, you know what? Self-sustainability.
Say that again.
I can't say that again. It's very recognized here in West End, though. You notice yeah. that. People love the small things. They like having that green thumb, like Dan said, and it's the environment around here. It's the culture and the nature around here.
There should be, you know. I think take what you need and share the rest. Share with the others.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
If we would all stick with that,
yeah,
dude,
life would be way easier.
You just nailed it on the head there.
Yeah.
I think we saw
yep.
the worst in people yeah. during COVID, when everybody was out for themselves, taking everything they possibly could from the shops. Okay. You were looking at it just going, what is wrong with our society? What is wrong yeah, with right. people? Take what you need and leave the rest for others. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, exactly right. And even though, mate, if, you know, I'm talking about, I don't know how much someone makes money, but, you know, if I make $2 million a year, I don't need to spend $2 million,
no,
do I?
No.
No. $1 million, I think it's plenty. For,
yeah.
Right?
$1 million is plenty.
Yeah, and the other million we can share with other ones.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
that creates.
And you know, what if
what
we,
that creates, it
yeah.
creates.
Well, if we all had that mentality, we'd probably live in a pretty good world.
That's why we have it.
Yeah.
We have to keep doing it.
You're so right.
Hey, Damir, happy buds. Thanks for being a part of the community space down here. I know it's not your first time down here. You've been donating clothes for a long time and other things. So, brother, we need more mob like you here in the community to help out.
It was my pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, and before we go, how can people find Happy Buds?
Oh, yeah, mate. You can just, you will see my shirt wandering up and down the streets. Hustling people.
Google as well. Just Google.
I'm just joking. You can have a look in our Facebook. You can have a look in our Facebook page. That's all we have at the moment.
Yeah.
But look, no need for a website, but you can have a look on all our work on Happy Buds Landscaping Facebook page.
Yep.
And then, yeah, give me a shout.
We're going to share it so people can check you out. You're based here in West End. So if you need some landscaping, maintenance, whatever, Damir's your man. Happy Buds.
That's it. No worries, guys. Well, we make a difference. Stay calm, stay cool, stay green.
100%.
Thank you so
studio.
Much, guys.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.